August 12, cultivating the plant of faith. And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Luke 17:5. Faith should be cultivated. If it has become weak, it is like a sickly plant that should be placed in the sunshine and carefully watered and tended. The Lord would have every one who has had light and evidence cherish that light and walk in its brightness. God has blessed us with reasoning power so that we may trace from cause to effect. If we would have light, we must come to the light. We must individually lay hold on the hope set before us in the gospel. How foolish it would be to go into a cellar and mourn because we're in the dark. If we want light, we must come up into a higher room. It is our privilege to come into the light, to come into the presence of God. We should grow daily in faith in order that we may grow up to the full measure of the spiritual stature in Christ Jesus. We should believe that God will answer our prayers and not trust a feeling. We should say, my gloomy feelings are no evidence that God has not heard me. I do not want to give up on account of these sad emotions, for faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, Hebrews 11:1. The rainbow of promise encircles the throne of God. I come to the throne pointing to the sign of God's faithfulness and cherish the faith that works by love and purifies the soul. We are not to believe because we feel or see that God hears us. We are to trust to the promise of God. We are to go about our business believing that God will do just what He has said He would do and that the blessings we have prayed for will come to us when we most need them. Every petition enters into the heart of God when we come believing. We have not faith enough. We should look upon our Heavenly Father as more willing to help us than an earthly parent is to help his child. Why not trust Him? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Romans 8:32.